Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. People call for a public garden to be closed, a special school that just keeps getting better and better, and a suspected arson attack sees trees and hedges set alight.
A small public garden near a leafy city road has become a hotspot for antisocial behaviour, leading to calls for the space to be closed. People living near the patch of green space on the junction between Burr Street and Brackendale claim to have seen incidents of drug-taking, drinking, fighting and swearing in the park. Tents have now been put up in the garden, which is located just feet away from St Martin's Trust-owned homeless housing, leading to fears from neighbours that the problem could become even worse. Police say they're aware of the issues in the area, and they said that proactive patrols are being carried out in the area. St Martin's Housing Trust said it continues to monitor its sites and works closely with residents to address any issues of concern. A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "We cut back the vegetation around the garden in October last year and the site was cleared at that point. It has remained free of tents until recently. Our Rough Sleeper support services are working with individuals to assist them into suitable accommodation where possible." A police spokeswoman said, "We are aware of current antisocial behaviour in a public garden space on Burr Street and are working alongside our partner agencies to address this. Our local officers are carrying out proactive patrols in the area and we encourage any incidents to be reported to us directly by calling 101 or on the Norfolk Police website."
A coroner who recently raised concerns over waiting lists for gynaecology and ADHD assessments has been appointed to the court's top role. Samantha Goward will become Norfolk's next senior coroner, succeeding Jacqueline Lake, who is due to retire in the summer. Mrs. Goward, who was born and raised in Norfolk, joined Norfolk's Coroner's Court as an assistant coroner in 2022, progressing to become an area coroner. She qualified as a solicitor in 2001 and has more than 22 years working in healthcare law before becoming a coroner, first in Cambridgeshire and later in Norfolk. In recent months, Mrs. Goward has issued reports to prevent future death, highlighting her concerns about gynaecology, waiting times and delays in ADHD assessments.
A string of fires which occurred in a city suburb are being treated as a suspected arson attack. Four separate fires broke out in the early hours of the morning, with two in Thunder Lane, one in Old Rectory Close and the other in St William's Way, all less than a couple of miles from each other. A number of hedges and trees were set on fire, which police are calling a suspected arson incident. Steve Ford was one of the unfortunate neighbours subjected to the fires when his 8-foot by 10-foot Leylandi hedge was set alight. Mr Ford, who's lived in Thunder Lane for 38 years, said fire and rescue were called and police attended after a series of hedge fires in the Thorpe St Andrew area. "Thankfully, my car and my neighbours' cars managed to escape the flames, but there were some ashes which landed on the cover of my car in the garden. We'll go through insurance, but to cut the hedge branches down and have the roots ground out could go into the thousands, especially if there's any damage done to the cars as well. Luckily, the fire brigade were quick, otherwise it could have been a lot worse."
Norwich Research Park has won an award for its efforts to create a better cycle-to-work culture on campus. The city's research park received the accolade at the inaugural Commute Zero Hero Awards, hosted by Norwich-based firm MobilityWays, which helps employers to reduce commuter emissions. The awards honour organisations and individuals that are driving innovative commuting solutions to reduce carbon emissions and foster a culture of sustainability. Norwich Research Park won the Most Innovative Commuting Solution Award, which recognises organisations that develop creative, forward-thinking solutions to transform the commuting experience. Anglia Innovation Partnership, the campus management organisation at Norwich Research Park, recently launched a successful travel survey, as well as creating engaging in-person events such as Bike Day. with initiatives like the Beryl Bike Sharing Scheme and free on-site bike repairs, it has made cycling more accessible, even for the students who do not own a bike. Nick Goodwin, Chief Operating Officer of Anglia Innovation Partnership, the campus management organisation at Norwich Research Park, said, "We are delighted that our efforts to move forwards more sustainable travel across the park campus have been recognised with this award. This award is recognition for everyone who has completed surveys, communicated to staff, and chosen to share a bike, get the bus, walk, run, or cycle to work."
The Clare School in Eton was first rated as outstanding by education watchdog Ofsted more than 15 years ago. And while the regulatory body has now stopped giving overall ratings to schools, for the fifth time in a row, it has been told it is still meeting these lofty standards. In a glowing report following a visit in January, inspectors said the school provided an exceptional environment for its pupils. The school in South Park Avenue currently provides education for 128 children with complex needs, aged between 3 and 19, and is celebrating its 120th anniversary this year. Its head teacher, Rebecca Wicks, said she was incredibly proud of its latest achievement. She said, "I have a fantastic team who really want to make sure everything we do is as good as it can possibly be. Some of our children are very poorly, so time for them is very precious. What we do with that time is very important. Pupils have complex care needs and many do not communicate verbally. Nevertheless, whatever their ability, adults help them to achieve highly, doing what is right for each pupil."
A passerby was forced to untangle the mess created by a group of mindless thugs after they left a life ring strewn across a bridge. The incident in Bishopgate Bridge in Norwich was captured on camera by an eyewitness. In the video, a group of youths can be seen throwing the life ring into the water before stringing up the rope across the bridge. The youngsters then walked off while locals confronted them about what they had done. One witness, who does not want to be named, said, "They were tethering the equipment across the bridge to try and snare unwitting cyclists. I know that two or three people have been pulled out of this river in the last year or so. These mindless thugs removed life-saving equipment from where it is likely to be needed. By the time the police arrived, the group had moved on."